Elena, tonight we are going to speak about Inner Earth. I have one of my guides whose name is Artlios. He is living in Inner Earth, he's in the fourth density and he's been looking after the bloodline I'm incarnated into as well since a very long time. So hence the name Danon. First I'm going to connect to Thorhan by telepathy and he's going to guide me. Dot. Our connection is very special. We are connected first by a device that I have in me, but not only dot, our link grew so strong that the device is just here to secure connection, but we speak now directly also by telepathy and sometimes with the link of the heart. Thorhan, the Galactic Federation of Worlds has been working very hard this last month to redraw all the heads of the cooperation working for the dark side out of this planet, and as the Moon of Terra has been given back to Terra and Terran people, their heads of the Dark Alliance now are gathered, either on ships, either on Mars and the Moon of Saturn. This is why we have conducted operations on Mars since very recently, starting very recently. What I want to explain to you tonight is that why we have waited to start these operations. It is because we were waiting that Terra oil be cleared, only Serbal turned. Comma people are working on Terra. The Masters and the leadership left behind shadows and clones and puppets, to action remotely. The real living beings are on Mars at the moment on the ground, very well protected and buried under miles under the crust of Mars. There are a lot of stations and facilities, 11 belong to the corporate, interplanetary cooperate, but not only dot, the Dark Alliance has 5 main facility, who work at protecting Mars. 2 of them are logistic and headquarters, 3 of them are workforce facility. These 2 powers are competing. We act on Mars same as we act on Terra. We intervene behind the scene to help the local population to rise by themselves and wake up. We have trained them. The residents of Mars, reptilian all ancient peaceful species, insect with ancient, more ancient peaceful species, and many other creatures allotted with intelligence. They are the one who are saving their planet and we are assisting, neutralizing all the technology in space, the Dark Fleet Naquifen. We are now about to succeed but things are not settled. It can take months. The leaders of the SAIAC are not want to leave. We are broadcasting high frequencies in your star system and especially around Mars and Terra, to lift the level of frequencies that the lower ones are unable to react. We are removing hate and aggressiveness from them. Well, we cannot totally remove aggressivity from Shakas, but we can damage it, that they become more desire. Dot, this is a war with frequencies also. This is why I'll always ask you to raise your frequency to get out of reach of their influence and not be mind-controlled. They are mind-controlling you. They are mind-controlling you using your basic instincts, your animal instincts. They want you to fear, they want you to fight among yourselves. They want you to hate each other and divide, in as many groups as possible. They manipulate you, they distract you. They confuse your genders. They confuse beliefs and they confuse the information. All what your mainstream medias are saying, this is very simple, is not the way to follow. I must not say more to not put in danger Elena. 206, I ask you all not to fear. Think, take the time to think. And now that we are allowed to attack Mars, where all the heads of the corporations are. These corporations manipulate satellites in orbit of your Terra and these satellites are supposed to enable drugs and devices, that they want to put into bodies. All the heads of this corporation producing these drugs and devices, very microscopic devices, are now located on Mars. Look for the names of who produces these devices, these air poisons. All these names are no more located on Terra. We trapped them. This is their end. They are panicking and their last action. Their last option is to terrify you and try to subdue your minds for a last attempt. Do not believe anything, that say that these Nepu and Chika are your friends. If they turn to peace they leave. I will say no more, but use your common sense. Do not do any action generated by fear and confusion. The Galactic Federation of Worlds are here to help you, to support you, to arm your arms with hope, with technology, with strength. And today you have understood that you need to unite all together and join your souls, soul to soul, raise your vibration, raise consciousness altogether, because when you raise your consciousness, you merge and you unite altogether in the collective unconscious, the higher self of humanity. You are free. I will never repeat myself enough. Do this, raise your frequency by finding peace within and reconnecting with who you are. I have spoken. I will leave you for now. Elena, what is happening now is that I may explain a little bit more in detail about the situation. A while back ago, the Andromedan Council, the Isis from Xenophor, saw the future of the galaxy, because they can of course see in time. They saw also a great threat, threatening the whole galaxy with a potential tyranny. We have the Chukar Empire, we have the Neprian Alliance, but that would be a certain thing that would ally them both together, and a great dark evilness from Terra from Earth, the Dark Alliance with a dark fleet as a force, military force, something despicable. I won't do the whole session about that, other people know and also well, whether that would be the subject for another time. I would advise to also watch the channel of Michael Saller, who's done a lot of research on it. So he is actually the best person I know who has all the elements of the puzzle. Check it out on his channel and his website Exopolitics. He's going to explain to you everything and is going to talk about Antarctica. Question, who are the beings that look like greys, but have rounder heads and very protruding foreheads, and they came to me very early in the morning with lab coats? Elena, these can be Jinvo from the Council of Five. If it was a benevolent visit. They are greys, but a very special subspecies if you want, nearly human. These are these kind of greys which are not reptiloid base but humanoid base, so it's different. For that I need the shape of the ship. Question, how could I have the beautiful meeting Thorhan and others, and how can I overcome a great fear and heartbreak? Elena, these questions are good because it concerns others as well. First, you know, Thorhan doesn't communicate with anyone else than me. I know of one person with whom I correspond by mail, only one person, and this person has met Thorhan on the ship. Thorhan confirmed it to me, but that was like accidental, like this person was caught in a procedure and this person, he met him. Thorhan doesn't have time to contact other people, is not interested. He has his work and is not interested. Thorhan is one in hundreds of millions of people working with us. We're contacting him. He is not a god, is not a spiritual leader, he is just an officer in the military of the Federation. So you know he has no interest to. If you want to contact ETs, and it's not easy, if you ever have a connection with ETs, Thistish connection, you can find it within yourself by meditation and connection to yourself. 207, and overcoming great fear, this person asks, is acknowledging that fear is illusion. Fear is the way we react to something. Fear can be good, because fear can be a natural process that tells us, hey, there's a danger. When fear is about the instinct, that's useful. But when it's not, when it doesn't come from our animal instinct, when it comes from something from outside information, that's not good. That's two different fears. Fear that comes that is illusion that is broadcasted by medias, anything you can hear around you and that scares you thinks, you hear, you see, that doesn't come from you, that's the bad fear, that's the illusion. The good fear is the instinct of preservation that tells you, be careful, there's a danger, but that comes from you. Question, I have an Andara crystal, that causes my body to literally react to it. When I place it on, my solar plexus pulls it in as if it weighed 10 pounds. Any idea what's happening? Elena, when crystals charge with energy they become heavier. Do a simple experiment, it's very easy. Do you have a kitchen scale, or you can do it with your hands. But it can be tricky. Put a crystal on it, weigh it, remove it. Put it in your hand and charge it either with your energy. Send ye energy in it or hoover the vril around you with it, and it's gonna feel heavier as it will load and it's gonna feel heavier. Put it then straight away on the scale kitchen, scale the weight, is different it shivy. Question, will there be an upcoming solar flash in the next few years that will lead to the evolution of humanity? Elena, The evolution of humanity is not depending on solar flashes. It's depending on humanity itself. Humanity is consciousness. We are often told, and that is manipulation to remove the power out of us, that ascension or evolution is going to happen to us from or helped by an external factor. No, it's an inner process. It happens within us. It's an alchemical process of transformation, of transmutation, transfiguration. Nobody can do that for us. Of course, if there are high frequencies broadcasted onto us, like the Galactic Federation is doing at the moment, they broadcast high frequencies artificially by devices, that helps. But the process, do it, because if these frequencies are broadcasted, it will like make us feel more lighter and feeling more aware. But it's not all of it. Need to buy ourselves to the inner process, and it takes time, and everybody is at his own pace. The sun has flashes regularly, the sun has cycles, and it sends high electromagnetic impulses all around, and we benefit from it, of course. So that will be an influence on every living form on the planet, but the ascension will not be like due to it. It's an inner process. We need to take our power back from everything we hear on social medias. We are the one to do the job of ascending. Question: does he help with raising our vibration? Are the dangers with energy work? Elena, key is the key, as the vril is the same thing, is the energy in the void all around us. It helps raising our vibration, of course, it does. Danger with energy work? Yes. You know the energy around us, it's neutral, it's the force and the force, the vril is natural. What you do with it will determine its effects. You can use it for healing, for creating, for positive things. But you can use it also, the same energy, for destroying or damaging or suffering. So you decide what you do with it. What is your intention? Where do you stand? So the energy work is dangerous or not? It's not dangerous, but you can make it dangerous, depends who use it. Question: what happens to the reptiles who actually surrender on the ground? Are they taken on board of ships and relocated? Where they go? Elena, the Galactic Federation of World has a policy of non-aggression. When they come at the rescue of a population like the population on Terra at the moment, which has a certain, 208, level of civilization, they try not to cause damage. When there's a war, when they need to intervene to save this population, they are going to do their best not to harm them. So that's why they use a strategy at the moment, getting all the moles from the undergrounds of Earth and up on Mars, things like that. And they use strategy a lot, and that's what drives Thorhan mad sometimes. Diplomacy. No, he likes strategy, he likes that more and more. So the policy is do not kill first ever, always offer the choice, free will, always. They've done that on Mars as well. Always they give a choice. And the choice is surrender to the light or face a fight. And if they decide to surrender, not to fight, they are actually escorted off solar system back to the border of their own solar system or space. You know they have territories district, sometimes see who cannot go past the limit boundary, so that's what's happened. And in all fairness, and I wouldn't say, yes, they are the personnel of the Galactic Federation, they are respectful. They respect the decision of surrendering. So they escort them out of the solar system back home. When they have prisoners, that's something different. Prisoners is anyone who don't want to end, that they can catch without killing. And they evacuated. Thorhan works on one of the orbital stations of the Federation, and I've seen the cells, the prison level, it's like pods. Thrace electromagnetic field that contains these spots, and the prisoners are inside. And they are taken top places. There's kind of a there are worlds like artificial planets, they are prison worlds. But in fact, that's very interesting, and I think we have a lot to learn about that. They give them the choice still, Thea, like you are a very dangerous person. You are considered as a threat for this galactic community. We cannot release you, we cannot let you go home, so because you haven't surrendered to light, to the peace, etc., we cannot allow you to go home, because you'll come back and you'll be gnawing again. So either you stay in this prison until you eventually change your mind, you want to be nice, Or either you decide to be nice and we bring you back home. So it's not as simple as that. It's not just deciding to be nice. It's like you I gonna make you laugh, but Thatcho Thorhan explained it to me. It's the image I had in my head, and he said, oh, it's not like this. I said, yeah, but I'm sorry, that's what comes to my mind is like spiritual camps. They have space gardens where the prisoners are there. There are not drugs, there are nothing, it's always free will, nobody is drugged, nobody is stunned on nothing. They are themselves all the time, and they can wander in these gardens and these places. It is very nice until they start to change and their vibration change. They calm down and they meditate a lot. They can choose to follow teachers that can tell them how to reconnect with their life, because we all are children of Source. Progressives have are also children of Source, but they have cut the connection. So these teachers, these programs will help them reconnecting with Source, and it can be quite mind-blowing. So that's what they do in these prisons, and they cannot lie. They cannot say, oh, yes, yes, I connect with Source and I can go, and then they like, no, no, because they measure their frequency. They see each other, they feel, they don't even need to measure anything. Question, have you been on the ship? Do you anything such as frequency belt? Elena, oh yes, I've been very very often on this ship, Thorhan Space Station and some scout ships and Thorhan Command ship as well. That's a very interesting question, because a few weeks ago, I'd say last month, I've had the occasion to ask about this frequency belt. Thorhan always wear one, all my friends wear some, and Anax also. The humanoids of the Federation wear golden frequency belts, large belts. And these belts are, I didn't know first it was to do with frequency. I thought it was just devices and weapon carriers and carriers and stuff. But then Thorhan told me, no, no, it does way more than this, and I noticed that different species they all have this belt, but the different species have different colors of belt, and it's not a fashion thing. It's difference of frequency. So what these belts do, they are going to modify your frequency, the frequency of your body. Sometimes when I am going there and where I am going to a different frequency, I am given these belts. So a belt like this to stabilize my frequency and just recalibrate all my particles in the right frequency, in the right density. So these frequency belts do that. They also create a biofield around 209 you that you can breathe in certain environments, and also they control the gravity and the atmospheric pressure. They can do all of these things, they are amazing. Question, I would imagine time is different for Thorhan. He says things are going well, things will begin to change for the good soon. Is there a timeline in Terran years? Is it 1 year, 20 years? Elena, no, the time is different, but they are, as they are working in Terra's orb and in this star system, they have attuned to our time zone. They are actually attuned with our time zone, but all the different races who were born on different worlds with different orbital cycles have different way of structuring their time. For instance, for some populations like the Terrans on Earth, we consider Unir as the time the our planet does a complete revolution around our star, that's 1 year. On other planets they calculate it differently. I know for instance that Thorhan's star system, they calculate how the time the whole body regenerates. They have two scales of time. What they call the big year, it's like as it's a cycle of, I would say, 7 years on Earth. It's the time their body regenerates totally all their cells. And they're the small years, the small cycles, cycles not years, which is as well the evolution of their star. Their planet here around Ashara the star. So, and that takes longer, because it's a larger orbit, and it's like a year and a half of Earth. I'd consider and things like that, so it depends. So if anyone, the time is really relative for anyone. And then you have time distortions, because you know time is not linear. So that the gravitational force, dynamics of one star influxes on the time. Gravity alters time. It's two things that are interacting. Time of course exists without gravity, but gravity always distorts time or has an impact on time. So that's something that is good to remember. Question, I'm confused. Unless we raise our vibration, we won't physically connect with them, but there are validities that have malevolent agendas. Why can't we see them? Elena, there are many things that enter in account, what we call, but with like a rather self-regressive, they can cloak themselves, or they can thrive in a lower density that makes them invisible to us. It's not obliged to rise a frequency to see. It is you can see it staying in your threed frequency, but many other of them are cloaked. So you know when I was rescued in my 3D body and frequency. So they can do that because of their frequency belt, for instance. You know things like that, they can just change frequencies. We don't have these belts because we were not really many people, we are like children. Thorhan is strict when I gives me this belt, because it's just like don't touch anything. Introduction about our Cleos and the two other Dadan and Elena. How do I know our Cleos? Our Cleos is a name that can sound to you Greek a bit. Indeed, I have Greek origins by my father line. But this is not where he comes from. He is related to my mother Lynn, and our Cleos was part of the two other Dadanan people. Who were they? They were people coming from the north shore of the Black Sea. It was a Tribellian culture, or the Kukutni, it's been called later the Scythians, but at the time 8500 BC when the Tripeliants were attacked by the eastern population from Asia and their lands completely ransacked, they fled, and they spread throughout Europe. They created their new culture because they had Dan as a goddess, mother goddess, earth goddess. And they spread throughout Europe. One branch went to Ireland, and this Irish branch became the last to survive. Of course Ireland is at the end of everything. I can't speak about it, it's quite isolated, nobody goes there, even the Roman Empire didn't want to take it. That's it, they went, they saw the miserable weather. So that's very funny. The Tuatha, Dúha, Dadanan means the people of Danann. They met a lot of enemies in Ireland, and the local enemies were there, and they decided to fight them, to keep their land. But they weren't good enough, there were the Fomorians, 210, were sea pirates, and there was a fear bulge as well locals. So territorial wars. And they heard about this island in the Baltic Sea, Lochlaim as they called it, who was at the Magic Island, populated by magical people, tall blonde, pale-skinned people, who were very ancient and possess very mysterious powers. And all of what I'm telling you is archaeology and records, so a bit of mythology confirmed by archaeology. They decide to go and look for this island in the Baltic Sea, this mysterious island who was vanishing by day, appearing by night, or the contrary, I don't remember. The island of the gods who still exists and is known nowadays by the name of Godland, Gotland. Gotland is populated by Sami, Lithuanian and North Norwegians and Swedish also. Sami were the Sami, you know, they come from mystery ascension civilization sunk one day in the Atlantic. The Tuhadadanan, there was a king. King Biotalk. King Biotalk left County Galway with his fleet, and he said, we are going to find these people, this island, and bring back the magical power to defeat our enemies. So they went there. There are records also in Sweden who attest that red-haired people came by the sea from the west to Gotland, requesting for knowledge and weapons. So long story, they stayed there, they made friends with the tall blondes, they were there and they learn about magical stuff, and they came back 4 years later to Ireland with four magical tools, a sword, a spear, a cauldron and a stone. They changed their name. They weren't calling themselves the people of Dana, they had another name, that the Biotech tribe, but they were these people from the Danube. They renamed themselves to really assert this, we are the Tuhadadan and we are the people of Dana, we are back. They came 1st of May on the Bialtna day. They landed where must carry Anthe burn their ships behind them not to ever come back. That was their decision not to go back to the magical island. That was a deal. They became the magical people with magical powers, and they shared their powers among themselves, the descendants, and they could fight the fear bulge, the Fomorians. And they set up their headquarters, their capital in the east of Ireland on Tara Hill, here in County Meath. Tara is a magical place. I will go there in next month. That you had a Danann were defeated by the Malaysians, the sons of Meel, and that's another story. They went at that time, they say okay, our time is over. We are going underground. They shifted density from 3D to 4D. They moved into the Agatha kingdoms. In the Agatha kingdoms you have populations of different species, different origins, and different densities. You have beings from 2D, 3, 4, 5. 5 are quite rare, but it's coming now, that's the Telosian. Duhad Adanan have been shifting into 4D, they become the elves, the beautiful elves, the magical people. They kept the magic and they transmitted magic from generation to generation, the magic given by the people from Gotland. Where do I come in the picture with my guide? You remember I told you my grandmother, my mother's mother, is from a long line of Baltic shamans. My great-grandfather, my maternal grandmother's father, came from Gotland. When I say I'm half Swedish, I'm half from Gotland, because Gotland now belongs to Sweden. So that's how I am linked with these people, because you know they bred there. They stayed 4 years, and the tall blondes there, they said you need to mix with our blood, that your descendant will have our magical blood, our magic powers, hybrids, and that's where I come from. That's why my maternal bloodline from Gotland has these psychic abilities. Very special. These are ones of the bloodlines, looked after by the Council of Five. Hence Annex in my life. There's a lot to it. I have also French royalty, my mother's father. So there's a lot to it. But the royal French royalty line that comes from a very sacred bloodline, a good one from Middle East. Ah, Cleos was one of these hybrids, and he is one of the ancestors of the bloodline I'm incarnated into, this bloodline, because we are not the bodies we incarnate into. I borrow this body, because it corresponds to my frequency, this bloodline, but I'm not it. The bodies, they are just vehicles. Our Cleos is my ancestor, the ancestor of this bloodline. When I die or decorporate, I will have no more links with him. I have a link as long as I'm benefiting of the radiance of this blood. He's a hybrid Duhad Adanan and magical people from Scotland. I think they were colony from Atlantis. 211, this tall blonde people. I reconnected with Arcleos when my grandmother taught me all of this and started to appear to me. How does it look like? He's very powerful, because he was of the first generation. He is not very tall. He's a little bit taller than me. He's very bulky. He's has long black hair, beautiful face. She's very handsome. He has green eyes, long black hair, and he's a bit tan. He has been protecting me and guiding me in all my shamanic journeys, and he's still protecting me. When I say I'm so well protected, you have no idea, and I'm not telling you everything. This man is protecting me, and him and Thorhan know each other very well, because when I incarnated, Annex took contact with Arcleos and they worked together to protect me, and then Thorhan came into the picture with RSQ, and then Thorhan also connected with him. Okay, we're gonna work together, no problem, and they are getting on very well together, very interesting exchanges. Arcleos belongs to the Earth Soul Matrix. He is a spirit of the earth. Question, how old is Arcleos? Elena, good question, and he is about 4000 BC, one, so it's maybe 6000 years old, something like that. He looks like 40, 50, spirits have no weight. He present himself as he was in his body, and he has vowed himself to protect his bloodline, his descendants. So he's my super great grandfather, but he looks young. No, the connection is not with Arcleos, it's not through Thorhan, it's totally different. It's through me soul, through my heart, it's the heart connection. Is the connection through my blood, it's a shamanic connection, connection by spirit. It has nothing to do with the implant or Thorhan. Thorhan is here to always protect me, but when our Arcleos is around, Thorhan can have holidays. Arcleos is extremely powerful, he's a wizard. He has a lot of power. You can ask him everything about magic, alchemy, life force, everything. I'm going to ask Arcleos to tell message and present himself and speak. And when he will have delivered his message, I will stay in contact today particularly with him and read your questions that you want to ask him.